We were delighted that employee health and well-being were increasing in prominence in the mainstream and industry press, as we'd been advocating for and working in this area for at least 15 years. However, we also heard real concern from leaders about some of the advice that came with this. It seemed that to be a good employer, people needed more flexibility, more time off, and more autonomy. Many leaders were concerned about how to balance this and achieve their organisational goals. Could organisations really be both productive and healthy, or were they doomed to be high-pressure and exhausting environments and productive, or nice places to work but slow to deliver or ultimately unsuccessful? The message coming from leaders on the ground was, what about performance? Having worked with hundreds of organisations over the years, we knew that it was possible to be both successful and prioritise employee well-being. We'd seen it and we'd helped organisations to do it. However, until we started to receive feedback on the previous two books, our work was high touch and bespoke. At the time, it was hard to generalise about our work to the point where it could be widely useful. But the call for the third book kept coming, so we went back into academia to see what it could offer us. I continued my research into burnout, particularly burnout prevention and recovery, and John homed in on performance. He found the field of organisational performance dry and limiting, understandably so, as even defining performance in organisations was practically impossible.